The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
The trouble with most women is they have nothing to wear and six closets to keep it in.
And now, here he is, the chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Thank you. Oh, Ginger, I understand that your brother-in-law, Harold, was down at the railroad station this morning, and he was getting on a train.
He was going to Chicago.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, I saw their dog out in front of the house about a half hour ago.
Oh, I suppose the dog told you.
Of course not, silly. But my sister always lets the dog out early when she's going to an afternoon movie.
Huh?
And she never goes to an afternoon movie except when Harold's away.
So?
So I know he must be going to Chicago.
Now, Ginger, wait a minute. Look, how can you be so sure it's Chicago? Why couldn't it be Detroit or Cleveland? How do you know it's Chicago?
Because I was down at the station seeing him off.
If you think that's funny, well, listen to this. Here's a story about Sam and Rastus. And they lived in the South. And Sam was a fine, religious Negro. See, but the other fella, he was a bad boy. He loved to drink, and he loved to gamble. And, of course, as the years went along, they got old, and they both died. Sam, fine man, he went up to heaven. And the other boy, he went down below. And Sam is up in heaven. He's way up there for years and years. And one day, he gets a phone call, a long-distance phone call. And he says, well, who's calling me up here in heaven? So he goes and says, who is it? He says, it's me, Rastus. He says, well, where are you? He says, I'm down below. He says, how is it? He says, fine, doing everything I used to do. I'm gambling, drinking. I'm a bad boy. I was bad on earth. I'm bad down here. He says, well, how is it up? He says, how is it up there where you is? Well, he says, I work awfully hard, son. I work awfully hard. He says, I get up every morning. He says, and I have to in the morning. He says, I sweeps my clouds. First thing I do in the morning, sweeps my clouds. He says, then I puts out the sun. Puts out my sun in the evening. He says, it takes my sun, and I put the sun away, and then I puts out my stars. It goes in the vault, gets millions of stars. I puts every star in a place where it's got to be. Then he says, I go and I get my moon. He says, and I puts up my moon. He says, and that's there all night. And next morning, he says, I takes in my moon. He said, takes all the stars, puts the stars away, sweeps my clouds, puts out the sun. He says, and that goes along year in and year out. He says, well, boy, says, how come they work you so hard? He says, brother, they're awfully short of help up here.
You know, Mr. Holtz, just before Harold left, the train announcer said, trains leaving for Pashmaw, Mardon, Cashlaw.
Ginger, you mean to say that Pashmaw was Chicago?
Oh, don't be silly, Mr. Holtz. Pashmaw was Pittsburgh. Cashlaw was Chicago.
What'll they think of next? Meetings adjourned.